Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you, there are swears. Enjoy. There we go, we're on Periscope. Hello and welcome to a sneaky little rabbit hole live. I would say bonus, but it's a bonus if you're watching us now on the Periscope, peace and love. But it's not a bonus if you've downloaded us, because you're supposed to be able to download one now anyway. I'm going to open Skype in case anybody wants to call in. I don't know the telephone number, but I do know it's Hey Rabbit Hole Show if you want to give us a call. I tell you what, we've got the phone number here. Hang on a second. Catherine, you tell them what's going on while we sort this out.
So the idea is we're going to give you a little update as to what we're going to be doing in the next few weeks and months, where you can catch up with us and all that stuff. We're off to New York, of course, next week. That doesn't mean that there won't be a rabbit hole. There'll be a very special one from New York in front of 9 New Yorkers.
Nine people is coming. If you want to come, if you're in New York or you know someone who might want to come in New York, if you send me an email, ian@ianlee.com, you'd be very, very welcome. It's $20, and we will be doing it. It'll be about 5 o'clock, 5:15, Thursday the 15th of June, UK time. So please be ready to call in, otherwise we is buggered. Here we go. Let's stop blocking me on Twitter.
Who is it though?
I don't know. Let's phone them up and find out, shall we? Oh, hang on. There we go. Let's see who this is.
This could be Orquado.
Why is it so quiet? Who is it? Don't just say, you know, this is. Stop blocking me, then don't tell me who it is. Now, hang on.
Not answering.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
It's me.
Right, hang on a minute. What was going on there? Right, let's find out who this is. Hang on. Smooth, huh, guys? Smooth. Let's try.
Is this the sort of quality you've come to expect?
Yeah. Oh, this is. I mean. Oh.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's me, right. Matt.
Okay, you say that as though I should know who you are. We're recording the rabbit hole, by the way.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How's things?
Yeah, fine. Why did I block you on Twitter?
I don't know. You're a bit of a silly sausage. You, someone was having a go at you, and I sort of defended you, and you, I think I got some Twitter shrapnel.
Okay, well, Twitter shrapnel. Well, hang on a minute. Are you sure that's the case? Are you sure? Are you telling me the truth?
Yeah, someone said you were being a bit of a knob, and I said, if he... I wasn't even listening to the show, and I said, if he is, it's probably as an act.
Well, hang on a minute. You were defending me when you weren't even listening to the show?
He might have been being a massive knob.
Shut up, Catherine. Right, who are you on Twitter?
I'd rather not say.
How can I unblock you then, you prune?
But it's the same as my Skype name, so you should...
Well, I don't recognise... Well, what is your Skype name? I don't see... You haven't even got a Skype name. I see a colon and a bracket.
Yeah, that's it.
That's your Twitter name?
No, it's not.
Jesus! You can see, Catherine, why I blocked this.
I think I might block him.
Yeah!
I'll find him and then block him.
I might block you.
I'm going to block you. I'm going to unblock you, then re-block you.
Well, when you unblock me, I'm going to block you before you can block me.
Bollocks, you won't. I'm going to do it at like 5 o'clock in the morning when you're probably still asleep like a baby.
Right, yeah, you got me.
Thank you very much. Yes?
I've got to go because Springwatch is on.
Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, it's good that, though. It is good.
He hasn't got a name on his thing. How does he do that, not have a name? Wait, how can he says stop blocking me? How can I unblock him if he's blocked?
The point is, Ian, he's not thought any of this through.
He deserves to be blocked. I'm glad. When I find out his name, you should all block him. Right. Yeah. So, this, dear listener, is the phone number.
0203-286-6370.
Yeah, and one more time.
0203-286-6370.
Thank you very much indeed. That, dear listener, is the telephone number. If you're watching on Periscope, 0203-286-6370. Oh, I know exactly. He just sent me his name. I know exactly why I blocked him. He was a bell end. Okay, well, geez. It's just, the number of times I get emails saying, could you unblock me, please? Sorry if I was being a bit of a dick. So, New York, June the 15th. Oh, right, he's unblocked.
Oh, I know who that guy is.
No, it's not.
Oh.
He's unblocked, right? Anymore, and it'll be blocked again. So June the 15th, Thursday, quarter past five-ish, your time, if you want to call up. Then we are in Newcastle on July the 9th, even if only 21 people are coming, because that's the number of tickets we've sold.
How many? 29?
21.
21. 21 people to me is still a show.
In a venue that holds 300?
Well, okay, it's a small show.
It's intimate. If you want tickets, if you go look for the stand, type in the stand, Newcastle Rabbit Hole, we're there. July the 29th. 29th, we're back in Manchester at the Manchester Fringe. And to make it even more confusing, there's a different place to get your tickets. It's ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. And then, Catherine, when are we in London?
Oh, I don't know.
No,
why
you
are you
don't.
Asking me?
Because you don't know.
Right.
Because you don't know. You should know this stuff.
Yeah, but you only know it because you've got it in front of
you. No, I haven't got it in front of me. And that's a bullshit lie. It's very sweary today. Yes.
Very rude.
Hello, you're on the rabbit hole.
I think I'm going to go.
Right there, it's Larry from Manchester.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Oh, good, I'm enjoying the sunshine.
Catherine, it's one of yours.
This is a bit racist.
How are you cracking?
I'm cracking well, our lad.
No one says that.
He says
it. Blended. Tell me, this rabbit hole, what's down there then?
Well, right now, there's a miserable cow who's winding me up massively.
Tell her to stick it.
Stick it. Thanks for that, Larry.
All right then, mate. Mad for it.
There we go. That must have made you feel like you were at home there.
I felt like I wanted to give someone a right good pummeling.
July the 29th, Manchester. It's an afternoon show. And then our only London show this year is on September the 17th. It's not in front of me. I remember this stuff because I sell this stuff. September the 17th at the King's Place. It's not the usual venue. It's at the King's Place in King's Cross. They wanted to charge you 15 quid a ticket. I said, no.
So they won't pay that because they are tight.
So we got it down to £12.50. I don't think there's a booking fee. I think that's it. And it's part of the is it the London Podcast Festival or the British Podcast Festival or
the Universal?
There we go. It's the only London show that we are doing. So look at those messages.
All of a sudden, they've come flooding.
I think that's just come through. So September the 17th would be very exciting. Now, of course, you can call in any time you want and leave a message on the answer phone. It's Hey Rabbit Hole. Well, Hey Rabbit Hole show on Skype. Do you remember?
Again, don't ask me. I've not brought any equipment in here with anything written down. My mind is full of higher things. I don't remember details.
Tell me a higher thing that you know then. Why did you say it in a Spanish accent?
I didn't.
Yes, you did, mate.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you friggin' did. You flippin' did. I think it's Hey Rabbit Hole or Hey Rabbit Hole show. I don't know. I don't really know how you work these things.
You need a new sidekick. You need a new Periscope viewing session. They're talking about you. Don't be rude about Ian.
0203 286 6370. You can call that number, dear listener. You can call that number any time of the day or indeed the night. Because if we're not there, you can leave a message. I've got some of the messages, what people have left. Now, what I like, I think this is genuine, the first two messages I'm going to play, right, is I think people have been giving out the phone number to people. This woman you're going to hear does not sound like an actress, right?
Let's hear it.
Let's have a listen to that. I love this. This is great. Here we go.
Right, is this the number to get advice about flea bites? Because I'm covered in them. Can someone give me a call back? Thanks, bye.
There we go. And then an hour later...
Bloody hell, I thought... Someone told me this is a 24-hour line and no one's picking up. Can you call me back, please? Because I'm absolutely covered in flea bites. I'm going mad here. Thanks, bye.
Right, well, unfortunately... Don't laugh. Serious.
Fleas are vicious little buggers.
I've never had a flea infestation, but I don't know anyone that has, because I tend to be around cleanliness. But it sounds terrible, and I don't think a dock leaf's going to do it, is it?
You don't get dock leaves anymore. I got stung by stingers the other day. I couldn't find a dock leaf anywhere. We get fleas from time to time. I saw a flea on the bed the other day. We got this because the cat lives there.
Can you see them then? Are they big enough to see?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Do you think they're atoms?
Well, no, but
microbes.
No, hear me out. My only experience of fleas is like the flea circus, and I know that was all a con, and it was just automated like swings and that going round.
Yeah.
So I thought they were so minuscule.
No,
you can see them.
You can see them. They're like little black. They're like a little full stop. But you can see them, and then if you try to catch them, you've got to get them straight away, because if you don't, they jump. They jump like billio. They're gone. And where's it gone? So you've got to get them and squash them.
Ew.
And they crunch. Oh. When you squash them, because they're solid. That makes that noise.
Have you ever seen a nit? Because I look for them all the time, but I don't know what
I'm looking
for.
The kids had nits the other day, but I was away. When we were in Manchester, they had nits, so I missed it. I missed the great nit infestation, unfortunately. Mm. Never had nits.
I have.
Have you?
When I was a kid, yeah.
Oh, dirty.
Because long hair, they like long hair.
Oh, they prefer clean hair. No, they don't. They live in shitty hair.
No. They like
I know
long...
that, because that's my boys.
Apparently, that's why I say to my daughters, when they want to have their hair down for school because they think they're mermaids, I say, no, that's a knit ladder, that. Get it scraped up.
Oh, dearie me.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
No, I've never seen nits. I do miss the knit nurse. I mean, that's a job, isn't
Lizzie
it?
Nora.
The knit nurse who come around and just look at kids' heads. What qualifications did she have?
Although, do you know, a friend of mine I was talking to the other day, she's...
God, flipping! And I'm well done for taking responsibility for that, because normally you blame that on me.
It's my stomach, it wasn't my...
Sweet Lord.
Anyway, a friend of mine as a teacher said you can tell the kids that have had knits for a while and they've developed into actual lice because yes. they start to look really pasty and drawn because they're being eaten.
We get... we've not had them as the humans, but the animals in our house have had. We haven't had them for a while, but they live. There's some that live over in the field near us, and some
fairies.
That live in our garden. No. Ticks, and you can't pull a tick off.
No,
you have to twist it, and I can't remember if it's clockwise or anti-clockwise.
What is that specific?
Yeah, it is. And if you pull it off, then the tube that they put into the animal stays in there, so then just infections can pour in. So you've got to twist it out. And I've seen them when they're young and green, and I've seen them when they're fat and bloody.
Yeah.
Full of blood.
I think I might have seen one. Either that or, you know, mosquitoes?
Yeah.
When they've fed, do they get bloody as well?
Yes, they do.
Because there was once, I remember, a few years ago, yes. I squashed something in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because it had gone past my eyes really quickly. Red.
Yeah.
And I went, bang, like Mr. Miyagi, except not with chopsticks, just with my hand. And bang! And it was like splat all over the wall.
Blood.
Yeah.
Ooh, dirty.
Bit who's.
Another thing that I've never seen, I've only seen it in television documentaries, the bed bug.
No, I've never seen one either, but we must have them.
Have you seen one on telly, though?
I saw yesterday that it was in the paper that someone had been complaining about having an infested bedroom in America and had gone to the local council offices, who had refused to help him, with a cupful and chucked them all over the desk.
There we go.
They were black.
This is the sickest, most infested bed bug job in New York, which is where we're going. Look at these dirty, filthy... And they hide in the wood in the bed.
I thought they were in your mattress.
Well, they can be, but then they come out at night and they suck your blood.
That we didn't even have to inspect for, and we found a huge population of them. I'm going to let Pavel and Jesse and Danny show me around here.
There's a few all over the curtains here.
Okay, yeah.
Right oh, here. My God, they're big.
There we go. Look at the blood.
Flipping it.
Look at the blood stains.
You would know about that.
Dirty.
These things are big enough to wear boots.
Dirty, dirty. A bed bug's bite up close. Look.
Oi.
Look at that. You dirt. And
perfectly evolved human blood sucking machines.
Go away, you dirty
kid.
Absolute filth. Someone called us. Let's call them back, shall we? Maybe we don't need to go to the stress of doing it in front of an audience. We just
reading on Periscope. Everyone's itching.
Good.
And someone had one on their French fancy.
Oy.
Which sounds nasty.
You just called us a second ago.
Which is what she called her sofa.
Hello, I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available.
Well, no, neither are we. Some people try to sing the telephone number. We'll have a listen to this.
Why don't you call the Rabbit Hole Show? On 0203-286-6370.
That was the late Sam Cooke, of course.
Yeah.
Some people try to be funny. Maybe I'm doing this caller a disservice. Maybe this was a genuine. This was a message that was left a couple of days after we last performed in Manchester.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Hello, I was at your venue the weekend and I left my walking stick there. It's very distinct, it's got a large cock on it. Now this cock was handed down to me by my father and his father's father, so it's a bit of a family heirloom. If you could put it to one side, I will collect it over the weekend. Thank you.
That's not real. That doesn't make sense. It's a cock gag.
He said cock a few times.
Yeah, I know. And the cock had been handed down by his father. But why would you have... I mean, obviously it means cockerel and penis. We get that.
Yeah.
But why would he... Why? It doesn't make sense. If he'd said, I'd left my cock at your venue, a walking stick with a cock on it, the cock had been handed down. It doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't work on any level whatsoever. Whereas this does.
This is Harry Hardy.
Hey, Harry.
I've got a frying pan and a big metal spoon. Just bear with me a second. I'll give it a shot. Just had to put the phone down on the counter.
This is a great call. This is a great call from Harry. He gets it.
There we go. I hope you enjoyed that. See you, Ian.
Thank you, Harry. That was spot on.
That was Tom and Jerry level.
That was absolutely spot on. He gets it. The lad gets it.
Welcome to the Sky voicemail.
Born Norman.
Ah.
Please leave a message after the...
People keep calling in, then buggering off. I do... they've got no patience. He's only ringing in for about 12 seconds, and then he bottled
it. No patience.
It. Maybe this is the way forward for the rabbit hole. We don't... I'm feeling less stressed, and I've not had to drive for 4 hours. Mm. Maybe this is... We just do this here at my home studio. Maybe that's the way forward. I don't know, guys. I don't know what you want. If you want to call in, if you're watching on Periscope, you've got another 5 minutes, 0203 286 6370. Someone has just left us a voice message.
What could it be?
Hiya, it's Clive.
Oh.
Is that the library?
Buttery Clive.
Can you just let me know when WWWWE book comes in?
Oh, jeez.
About the John Cena or Luke Sorgsons. Ring me on 077...
He gives out his number. That's pathetic.
He's going to be waiting a long time for
that. That is pathetic. Here's another one to make you feel at home. A lot of the Manchester love at the moment, obviously.
Hello, Ian. Catherine, hello. This show that you're at now is actually it's technically in Salford.
This was a message that was made during. We weren't in Salford.
No, it's bullshit.
Right, let's.
The show we're going to do in future.
Hello, Ian, Catherine. Hello. This show that you're at now is actually it's technically in Salford, not Manchester.
No.
People do get a bit bent out of shape about that sort of thing. It's the birthplace of such luminaires as Mike Sweeney, good DJ. Not a great singer, the Salford Lads Club, and of course your own Catherine Boyle. However, I come from Manchester, so fuck him! Manchester, la, la, la.
It goes on for another hour.
I mean, that's intellectual stuff. It was also bullshit. Well, I mean, on so many levels.
Don't swear. You don't have to lower yourself to my level.
I would just like to speak his level.
Yeah.
And say he's talking balls.
Don't.
Because when we go to the King's Arms, that's in Salford.
Oh, you remember the name of venue we're playing at. That's good.
King's Arms in Salford. And the reason why I remember it is because I think my auntie's coming and so's my cousin.
No.
So any of that nonsense, you're going to get punched. Times two.
I'm having a row online with my friend Scott.
Kelsa Preece.
Because he went to Beckenscott Model Village. Right, but there was a period when Beckenscott Model Village, it was beautiful, love it there. But they knocked it down and they rebuilt it in the style of 60s council blocks and office blocks. Yeah. And he's denying that ever happened. Hello, caller.
Evening, Ian. Evening, Kath.
Hey, up.
What do you know about Beckenscott Model Village?
It's tiny.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Well,
it's right. Yeah, fair
been.
Play. You've passed. You're live down the rabbit hole.
Excellent news. I do like your massive telly.
Well, the one behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
In your home studio.
We're watching The Office.
Yeah. Does just talk to people know you've got a CCTV?
We've got it very well hidden. Very well hidden indeed. Have you ever had bed bugs?
I wouldn't know. I got my cat had fleas.
Well, you'd know.
No, because they'd be eating you.
You'd have blood spots on your sheets.
No, I haven't, though.
Have you ever had nits?
Yeah, as a kid I had nits.
Yep, clean hair, innit?
No, I don't believe it's clean hair. They like to live in dirt.
Mice are the grown things.
Yeah, what did he say?
I don't know.
Okay, should we cut him off?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Okay, bye bye.
Bye.
Oh no! Hello. Did I? Oh no! I cut the wrong person off.
Oh no!
Yeah. Let's try this person again. I don't know.
We're gonna get the answer machine again. That's my bet.
Well, you can get your bet and you can swivel on it.
Mm.
Very very foul mouthed.
I'm hungry. I think that's why I've.
You talk to
I'm
this person.
I'm hangry.
You talk to this person.
Hangry. Well. I'm bored. You're not gonna answer.
Hello.
Oh hello. Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Right. Well.
Rude. That's who it is.
Do you not know how to do phone calls?
Apparently not.
Like, flipping it. Yes, hello?
I was talking about Salford, you nutters.
OK.
Don't be a knob.
Who's this? Basically, what we're learning today is if you give people a phone number, they'll waste it. That is it, dear listener. That is your lot. By the way, we should hopefully have, in the next couple of weeks, we've got some very talented people beavering away, rabbiting away at building a website for us. That's happening. That's going to be on the thing. But don't forget, June the 15th, we will be live in New York. If you're in New York, you want to come, send me an email, ian@ianlee.com. But if you're not in New York, about 5 p.m., 5:15, be ready to call in because we're going to have people who've paid to come and see us, so we need you. July the 9th, we're in Newcastle at the Stand. July the 29th, we're in Manchester.
No, we're in Salford, controversially, at the Manchester Fringe.
Oh, is that what he's saying?
That's what he's getting his knickers in
a twist
about.
Well, he's a dickhead.
Of course he is.
But it's, yeah, OK. And on September the 17th, our only London show, guys. And the despite the slow sales on Manchester and Newcastle, London is selling like billio. So King's Place, Rabbit Hole, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, Bishy Bashy Boshy, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. That's it. We're done. Thank you for listening, as always. If you like us, please leave nice reviews. And if you don't like us, leave bad reviews for other people's podcasts.
And I think the lesson of today's podcast has been, don't be a knob. Good night.
It's an Alex Daggy production.
Me like you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.